All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. So tired of folks complaining. Folks, let me tell you something. This is not a complaining shop. This is not a place to whine and moan and groan. This is not a place to talk about what we're not doing and what we need to be doing. It's a show to encourage, inspire, to highlight, and to help support and grow these businesses out here. Started this show 7 years ago with a mission of building strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work, so we don't have to keep going to other people's communities with our hands out. Gimme Cocoa Pop. No, we don't play that. We're going to build our own businesses. We're going to be successful, and we're going to bring you the tools you need on this show in order to be successful. I've been in the business development arena now almost 25 years. I spent many years in corporate America. I learned all the tricks, all the things that they do to be successful. And now I'm ready to bring that to our community so that we can share some of that success. I am Robert Gatewood. I have a company called Gatewood Marketing. You can find me on gatewoodmarketing.com. And I'm also the host and producer of the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You can find out more about what we are doing here. You can see the guests that we have. You can find out about the past shows. Also, go to Facebook. We're on Marketing Pulpit there. We're also on Instagram at Marketing Pulpit. And we're on Twitter. So follow us. If you have an Instagram account, go there now and follow Marketing Pulpit, and you will find out what we're doing. Also, if you have a Facebook account, go there now and follow us. Follow the Marketing Pulpit. If you have a Twitter account, go there. Find us on Marketing Pulpit. This is the week of Labor Day, so everybody who has on the white shoes, got to take them off. I've heard that you can't wear white shoes after Labor Day. Hey, I have some interesting gentlemen here in the studio. Miles, you don't have white shoes on over there, do you?
No, not today.
Labor Day was your last day. I had to put my white shoes away. Man, I can't believe I used to have white shoes, though. I saw a couple of folks had these all-white parties. Man, I'd be out of place. I don't have any. I have a white shirt. That's about it.
I have a white hat. You know,
yeah,
I got
a
that
white
on,
hat.
You know.
So I guess they let you in for that.
Right.
But you had to put the white shoes away. All right, good. I also have in the studio Mr. William Willis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
All good right. Morning. All right, we got an interesting. Did I get your name right? I got your name right?
You have my name correct.
It's all right.
William Willis.
Willis. Every time I hear Willis, I think about.
What's up, Willis?
Different. Hey, what you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
See, I can actually say that today and have a Willis in the booth. What you talking about, Willis?
Yes.
Got a Will Willis. All right, folks. All right, so Willis, he doesn't have any white shoes on, so everybody's cool.
No white shoes today.
Everybody got the outfit.
I do have a pair.
You have a pair, though. Oh,
yes,
you got a white?
Yeah.
Nice. Uh-oh.
See, we got to find. See, Willis, he's a. I can tell the way he's dressed. He's a fashion aficionado.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's macking over here on us. But anyway, anybody who doesn't know Mr. Willis, he's actually one of the first, if not the only, black-owned auto leasing and brokering company in the country.
The very first one, yes. I started back before leasing was really popular.
What?
As a matter of fact, when I started, they didn't have the standard leasing that all of the manufacturers offer now.
Right.
They weren't even in existence.
You couldn't even lease a car. You had to buy it.
The banks had leasing. A few banks had them. They had what they call closed leases.
Wow.
But I saw the need coming.
So you're an innovator, huh?
I would think so, yes.
So we got Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King, there Malcolm, all roll up into one, right?
Bill Willis.
Bill Willis. All right, Bill. We also have Mr. Richard Miles. He's the founder and CEO of the MFL, the Minor Football League. Welcome there.
Hey, hey.
Man, I tell you, you all, how's the, is WEAC going to come back on the air anytime soon?
Well, right now we waiting, and very appreciative of people like yourself giving you know, business owners an opportunity to come on and talk. But right now, hopefully they raised, you know, been raising good money for it, you know, thanks to people like yourself.
And we were just mentioning that one of our friend stations over in Southeast D.C. on Martin Luther King Avenue, WEAC Radio, it's a community-based radio station. They had a break-in a couple of weeks ago, and they're off the air. And Mr. Miles, his show was running off that platform over there. Great show, the MFL Experience. What is it, Experience MFL?
Absolutely.
Great show.
Inside the MFL.
Inside the MFL. And I was actually one of the co-hosts over there. And so welcome to have, glad to have you in the studio today.
Glad to be here.
We have a lot of things going on. Of course, we have this destructive force. Got picking up steam down south. It's heading north. It's covered. Looks like it might cover the entire United States. It's causing havoc. It's wrecking families. And so much about Donald Trump. Let's talk about Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Irma is making its way up the coast. It's has its sights on Miami. And all I can say is, folks, if you know somebody in Miami, this is not the one to set it out.
Yeah.
I've heard this is not the one to try to set out.
Right.
They said, according to history, this is the first hurricane that was able to maintain its Category 5 status for this length of period. Normally, yeah, by the time they've traveled this amount,
yeah,
they
diffuse it,
right.
Absolutely.
But this thing seemed to be picking up steam.
Absolutely strong.
So it's going to tear up Florida. So if you have anybody down there, our prayers and thoughts are with you. If you can, anything you can to get them out of there or encourage them to get out. I've heard that the streets of roads are full, but that's no reason. They said it's better to take your chance now and go ahead and try to get out before this thing hits Florida late Saturday, early Sunday morning. So, also we had Hurricane Harvey did wreck some havoc down in the south as well, down in the Houston, Texas area, and some people down there are still recovering. So we're having a lot of these storms. All these folks who are still climate change deniers, man, what more do you need to see? Do you have to wait?
Rough.
Yeah, we all have to start having boats in our driveways now, along with our cars.
Yeah, well, you know, there you go. You have the sunshine down there, but when they get some problems, they get problems there.
Oh, man.
It's not a good thing.
So, anyway, folks, if you have a question or care to join the discussion, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. There's been some interesting things happening in the business news as well. Amazon, Google, Facebook, and Apple. I'm trying to figure out which one of these guys are going to take over the world first.
They're trying.
Boy, but they are all trying.
They're fighting for it.
Amazon has decided to open up a new headquarters in the United States. They already have a location in Seattle, Washington, and they're about to bring another headquarters because they say they need more space because they can't put all the folks they're hiring. So they're going to open up a new location and hire 50,000 people, they said. So, I mean, I would have to say hats off. What these discussions have in common today, because right behind that, the House has approved a negotiation about a self-drive act where self-driving cars
right.
are being debated now. And a lot of people in the transportation industry, whether it's taxi, limousine, bus drivers, trucks, these guys are really need to be looking over their shoulders right now because
yeah.
these self-driving vehicles, they are really here.
They and dangerous to me. I mean, I just don't trust
you. Don't trust
to get in the car and let somebody drive. Let the car drive.
Well, let me tell you something, Miles. Right now, when you get in a train, there's a pretty mm-hmm. good chance that there's not a person behind that wheel. In the old days, you had a guy step up pulling a little shoe thing.
Oh, really? I thought someone was driving it. The guy's just sitting there?
Yeah, just sitting there. I mean, if there's any trouble, but a lot of this stuff, just like your airplanes now, these pilots sit down, they could kick back and care less.
Or put on pilot, automatic pilot.
Think
huh?
about drones. Think about where technology is going. So it's not a big leap now to see self-driving vehicles. because a lot of your trains, planes, Uber is already testing a self-driving car. So once again, and now Congress, which is being lobbied by some of these organizations that's producing this technology, they're starting to go along. And so whether we like it or not, I see that being a part of our future. Now that, along with what Amazon is doing, and the next story is that Toys R Us is filing for bankruptcy. They're about $400 million in debt right now.
Really?
They're being pushed out by online stores. Bottom line, folks, technology. Where are you on technology as far as your company is concerned? As far as your job, as far as your livelihood. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go out here today and quit your job and start writing code. But what you have to do is to take a inventory, take stock on how technology is going to affect your industry.
Absolutely.
Now, you might say to yourself, well, I'm in the ditch digging business. I'm in the roofing business.
They got machines that do that now.
Amen.
And you got to be careful with that, because now you're talking about replacing people.
You're replacing people.
So be careful with that, you know. That can be what you call a double-edged sword, because now with that, people becoming useless. And I don't know if I want machines to really, because machines is not going to make a human decision. A machine just going to do what it's programmed to do.
Man.
That's dangerous.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
They actually have machines now that are thinking.
Yeah, well.
Now, what it does, though, Miles, think about this. When you replace all these people, okay, when all of a sudden the Uber drivers, which a lot of people, Uber was like the job of last resort. They couldn't get a job. They had been laid off. They had been downsized. And now they say, wow, thank God for Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I can jump in my car. I can make another $300 or $400, sometime up to $8,000 a week
just
driving. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying that may be replaced as well.
Absolutely.
So what are these people are supposed to do? Now, if you're an industry, if you're a company, if you're a big corporation, and you're putting out wares, just like Amazon, they're one of the big producers of technology, and they're selling these products, these services, who's going to buy these if nobody has jobs?
Who's going to have the money to buy them? And you're talking about replacing people, so that's dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
You know, absolutely.
And I wonder if people have actually thought this all the way through.
No, I don't think so at all. Just think about the dollar.
They're thinking about the dollar right
now. Absolutely.
But what they are doing, they are laying the foundation for chaos.
Right.
For turmoil, for upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if they have actually taken the time to think about it. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have attorney Nakia Gray. Now, if you ever thought about making money while you sleep, those are two things I like to do. I like to sleep and I like to make money.
That's how billionaires do it.
She's going to talk about passive income. We're going to be right back after the break. I have William Willis and Richard Miles. Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS
and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by the Red Cross. On the Beltway now, the outer loop is pretty slow from University Boulevard around to Georgia Avenue in Silver Spring, just left over from a very difficult rush hour. 210 northbound, slowest from Palmer Road to Kirby Hill Road and Livingston Road. New York Avenue inbound, a little heavy from Brentwood Parkway now as you leave northeast, off and on down to the 3rd Street Tunnel into northwest on 295. Southbound, pretty heavy now, Burroughs Avenue to East Capitol Street. The Red Cross is greatly in need of volunteers to help with warehousing, shelter management, supply distribution, and administrative support. Those interested in volunteering can register at redcross.org/volunteer. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high near 74, partly cloudy overnight tonight, down to the mid-50s for low. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 72. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
Alrighty, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Guess what? We're saving souls and businesses. I used to say all the time, we're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. A couple of folks had to check me on that. Hey, Gatewood, you're selling yourself a little short there, my friend. I believe you are saving souls.
You are.
Because if you have your whole life wrapped up into your business, That's your livelihood. That's your legacy. That's feeding your kids. That's putting your kids through school. That's putting a roof over your head. You save that business. You saving more than just you're saving souls and a lot of other things.
You sell a whole lot of things.
A lot of things being saved. So anyway, I may have to redo my slogan and say, look, we are saving businesses and souls. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. If you know someone down into the eye of the storm, Irma is coming, folks. Irma is on the way. And if you have a story you want to share with us, please give us a call. Later in the show, we're going to be talking with, on the next segment, we're going to talk with Mr. Richard Miles and his guest, Mr. Bill Willis. Man, I feel like I'm in the company of groundbreakers, trailblazers.
No, you man, did that.
Man, congratulations.
A platform where people can talk, that's more important than, you know, than people think.
Yes, because whether we admit it or not, we are writing history for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I'm sure when Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King and Malcolm and all the folks were doing what they were doing, they weren't sitting there saying to themselves, look, let's sit down and write this history. Right. They wrote history by their actions. They did things that were groundbreaking, that were transcendent, that affected people's lives in ways untold. And I think what we have in this booth today, people who are actually in that same mold. Mr. Miles here with the MFL, the Minor Football League, he's actually out here creating job opportunities and really looking at some of these cities that are underwater financially. And then we have Mr. Willis here. What you talking about, Willis? Who's
we just got to get that out. We don't say that. If you don't say it, I was going to say it.
I can't help it, man. I'm sorry. Because Mr. Willis might not realize this, but that was like one of our jokes on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was great.
We still do that now.
Great show.
You get that every now and then.
Right, yeah, okay. The ones that remember those shows.
All right. I'm going to quickly talk about something while we're waiting on Miss Gray, Attorney Gray, to come on. Oh, is she on? Is her name up? Hey, it's Attorney Gray. You there?
I'm here.
Hey, I was looking for your name up on the screen here. I am sorry. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
You don't have on white shoes, do you?
You're going to ask everybody about white. I got on a white hat today, hey. Though.
No, I'm just reminding people that Labor Day is over and you can't wear white.
Rules
are for fools. All right. Yeah. Hey, you mean I can wear my white shoes in spite of.
You can wear them white shoes.
Look at that. See, I like this lady. That's why I like her. She said, look, we make the rules. You make your own
rules.
Rules. If we want to wear our white shoes and
I may wear my white pants tomorrow, man.
You match your white hat, right?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we would. Having the studio, Nakia, we have Bill Willis. He's actually one of the first black-owned auto leasing companies in the country. He's been featured on Black Enterprise magazine, and I'm just honored to be in his presence today. And we all say hello there to Attorney Gray there, Mr. Willis.
How are you today, ma'am?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right. We also have Mr. Richard Miles. He's the CEO and owner of the Minor Football League, so you're in good company today.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
And I bet you money that these guys know the meaning of making money while you sleep.
Yep,
I bet you they've heard
of
it.
I'm sure they do.
But I'm surprised of how many people don't. Passive income is like anathema to them. They figure that the only way to make money is to sweat, punch a clock, and when the clock goes off, so does the earning. And I think you're here to tell us that's not necessarily the case.
That is not the case. That is not the case. But we all, every single person, has the ability to make some money while they sleep. Right. I believe that we all have a passive income stream inside of us just waiting for us to pull it out.
Okay, man, I love this lady already.
There you go.
It's true, though, because, and Nakia, you correct me if I'm wrong. Some people look at themselves and say, look, that's for the high-tech people, that's for the attorneys, maybe that's for folks that have written a big old book like Steve Harvey. Now, you know Steve Harvey. This guy could go to sleep and never wake up again. He's going to be making money. His kids going to be making money while they sleep.
But he gets it.
But you saying it's for everybody. Break that down for us.
It's for everybody. You know, here's the thing, Robert. We live in an information age.
Mm-hmm.
everywhere around us is information. Right. And people, guess what? We pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
We pay for information. We're always looking for it. How do we find it? How do we do this? How do we do that? How can I learn this? How can I learn that? And so no matter what your industry, no matter as trivial as you may think it is, I did a webinar earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
and I gave so many examples because I know people's minds say, oh, Nakia, it's easy for you to say you're an attorney. You've got an education. You've got a million and one degrees, and you've got all this. Of course, you can have an information product. But I had examples of people that took things that were no rocket science at all, okay? There's this one guy. He's a chess lover. He loves the game of chess. And he created an information product around it. He has a membership for $5 or $7 a month. You can be in a community of a whole bunch of other people who love chess. Now, is that rocket science?
Man,
no.
That's smart.
But don't you know that there are mornings that he wakes up that those automatic subscription payments of those $7 hit his account, that they add up, that he does this one time? And it is it just happens on autopilot. Now, do you really believe that if this chess man can come up with something like that, that you don't have some process or something that everybody tells you, oh, you make the best macaroni and cheese in the world. Oh, girl, your macaroni and cheese is so good. Do you not think that there's some people that don't make good macaroni and cheese who would pay you to teach them how to do it?
let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna speak from experience here. I have my little phone app. I mean, it's almost like under my pillow at night because I just love the sometimes that sound of that thing beeping.
Yeah,
it puts me to sleep. It's like because it's beeping because there's money coming
in. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
That thing, man, there is nothing in the world like that. You get that little sound and you look in there, PayPal say, you have cash. And I'm saying to myself, if you're having trouble sleeping at night, folks, I'm going
to
tell you.
Help you go to sleep.
That'll put you to sleep.
That'll put you to sleep, yeah. Ease.
Easy to put you. That's like me. That's a
Robert,
lullaby.
Listen.
That's a lullaby. Go ahead.
Robert, but just saying to before my feet hit the floor,
mm-hmm.
I thank the Lord, good Lord, that I'm awake.
There you go.
I grab my phone and I look to see who bought something while I was asleep.
There you go. I love
it. I do it every day.
Yeah.
I do it every day.
And you saying everybody can do that. Anybody.
Everybody. Any and everybody can do that.
What you saying now?
Because what do we pay for? We pay for convenience. You know, I help people to figure out, you know, what is it that you already know? The key is, this is not about you going to go to school for 4 years to get a degree in something. This is what do you already know how to do?
There you go.
Package in a way that's convenient and easy for people to...
Mr. Willis, that's where social media has also made great impact. As a matter of fact, later in the show...
We say it time and time again. We as black folks, we got to stop being so apologetic for being smart. You know what I mean? And that's something that we're always constantly... And I tell people all the time, concepts will make you a billionaire.
That's right.
You know, and, concept. Yep. And you seem to have several, and that's great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Nakia, I appreciate you, my dear. Thank you for joining us. She's here every second Friday. She's bringing us business tips on how to... And she wears the lawyer hat, but... She's actually, she understands both sides of this equation, the financial side, the business side, the legal side, and this is somebody you want on your team. Go to her website, NakiaGray.com. Also, go to Marketing Pulpit. We have her right there on the homepage. Just follow those links and get into one of those sessions that she's talking about. Nakia, thank you, and we'll see you next time. Looking forward to the next time you're on the show, okay?
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Man, Nakia's, that lady's on her game.
On top of it.
But you know something else, gentlemen, and this is something where I'm getting a little more vocal and I can't get
you getting a little tongue tied like me.
There
you
go,
summer this morning. Yeah,
the tongue tied out us. It's so much you can't get it out you fast enough. But let's stop talking about what it is that we're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
What it is that we can't do. Of course we have a history as a people. We've endured some things that probably no other community has endured. But when we as a community acknowledge, recognize, and uplift each other, we need to do more of that.
More, yes.
Less tearing down and more lifting up. So anyway,
there you go.
So when we have people,
great analogies, because we need that.
Yeah, because people, I see strong people like I have here in the booth. Some of the people that we've had in here, we had a young lady, Ms. Kelsey Nelson. She's out there groundbreaking in the always sports arena.
There you go.
She's phenomenal.
She's doing a great job.
We had a young lady that teaches with me over at the college the other day. She's out here doing Miss Colleen Sinclair. I mean, the names of lists. We had Mr. Akil, the guy was talking about business valuations the other day.
Right.
We've had just about every type of genius in our community. They're bringing it. So we just have to embrace this knowledge we have. And I think what we're trying to do as a show is to turn it into a strategy.
And the narrative, that's the great part of
that's
it.
That's right.
That you can actually control the narrative. That's why I'd say, you know, my hat's off to you, Robert. You do such a great job. And we have to understand that it's really, very important to understand we're not the only ones trying to do it. Because there was a time we used to think that. Isn't anybody else trying to, you know?
Right.
But then you find people like yourself and other people, and then you realize that, wait a minute, but what you're doing is bringing everybody together and let people know that there are people like yourself doing the same thing that you're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Mylan. That is exactly one of the missions of the show, is to bring people like yourself and Attorney Gray and the other people. Bring us all under one umbrella, and let's fashion a strategy so that we're not so scattered. Like you say, if you got one person over here, another person over there, they don't know what, they feel like they're alone.
There you go. But strength in numbers. Strength in numbers.
That's exactly right. Now, let's talk about you and Mr. Willis here for a minute. First of all, what's going on in the sports world and MFL specifically?
Well, you know, I feel great about, you know, we are talking to some cities about the teams, the franchising, because that's what we're doing, that opportunity. And I just heard that you might have heard the Houston Rockets was bought for $2 billion. And they said Beyonce buying maybe 1% of it or whatever. But when I hear stuff like that, that saddens me. We should not get excited about that. Why own 1% of something when you can own it all?
Okay.
Now, the Minor Football League is here. You can own your own professional franchise. Okay. But when you hear people doing stuff like that, everybody chip for that, that's nothing to cheer about. Because we as black people got to stop accepting crumbs off the table. Mm. It's time to eat the cake then. You know what I mean? Don't bite me the dinner, offer me the crumbs. I want the cake. I want the dessert. I want everything. And these are some of the things that I stress and understanding my, I won't say my disliking of it, but we as black people have to understand we are the biggest consumers in America.
Right.
And we have nothing to show for it. So reaching out to these entertainers, these players in the league and stuff, it's time for you to come from the field to the front office. It's time for you to own something.
And talk about some of the opportunities that's presented with a owning a football team.
Owning your own football team, think about that, your franchise. And think about this for a second. If these owners, and these 32 of the richest, most powerful men in America, and we go back to the Kaepernick story, I'm really personally, I hope they did not sign him. And I know they wouldn't, because they want to let you know this is our show.
Right.
And we can get a whole bunch of y'all. And you don't know who's under that helmet and that equipment until he take the helmet off.
Right.
So we got to understand that and stop trying to think we're going to push somebody into doing something we want them to do. But what you do is you let them know, okay, we got another alternative. Okay, we going over here and we're going to buy some franchises because it's here. The MFL been around a long time. A lot of people say, this is great. Is this new? No, it's not new. Now we bring it to the masses thanks to people like yourself, Robert. And, you know, it's time to own something. It's very important to own. It's very important to own a professional franchise.
And that's what we like about what you're doing, because like you said, we can always go get a piece of what somebody else is
owning. A piece of the pie.
But if we take what we have and grow it, scale it.
There you go. Economic development, man.
Scale
I
it.
Mean, jobs. We talking about jobs are leaving there.
These are
jobs that humans, you need people to actually work these jobs.
And this is what caught my attention when we talked. You were talking about taking these franchises into some of these depressed communities.
Absolutely.
Where people, where there's almost no hope.
No hope.
They have been forgotten. The industry has pulled out. The factories are gone. They're not coming back. All of a sudden, here's another opportunity for these communities to get a breath of life. And so when you told me what you were doing, I said, I got to get behind this, brother, and anything I
can do
to help promote that, because Chicago needs you, Detroit needs you, Michigan.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, right now we kind of stop coming at the last minute and say, okay, It's time to get forward. Get going.
All right, folks, hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break. I have Mr. Richard Miles and Mr. Bill Willis. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Slowing both ways on 295 down northbound from Pennsylvania Avenue to East Capitol Street, southbound from Benning Road down to East Cap. Third Street Tunnel is going to be pretty heavy now from the U.S. Capitol exit up to the end of the tunnel at New York Avenue as usual. On New York Avenue, anticipate some volume delays from the District Line down to South Dakota Avenue and down to Bladensburg Road. McDonald's signature crafted recipe sandwiches are here. Pico guacamole, sweet barbecue bacon, and sriracha now with McDelivery. Download the Uber Eats app and try one today. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Sunny to partly cloudy, high near 74. Tonight partly cloudy, overnight down to 55. Tomorrow sunny and a high near 72. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation invites you to take steps for cures at a walk event near you. Get started at cctakesteps.org. Steve Hirshhorn for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
All right. All right, folks. We're over here rooting for the folks down in Miami.
Absolutely.
Safe travels. Now, what I also like about the MFL is that they were actually born out of a nonprofit organization. They were doing great things for the community. And that was another thing that caught my eye, that these guys are not just about making money. They're trying to make a difference in our community. And you also have, you're doing something special for the folks down in the hurricane victims. What are you doing there, Mr. Miles?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's time for everybody to pitch in. We don't need no publicity about doing this. And, you know, they're having problems with water down there. So the MFL, we get ready to collaborate, and we're going to donate water to the victim down there. We want to do $1 million in water and send down there, and hopefully that will help, because right now the water is polluted down there and people are dying of water. And I heard the fact that people actually selling water to people. Now, I mean, you're talking about taking advantage of a bad situation. I mean, that's bad.
That's not good. I'll tell you, Mr. Miles, we appreciate people like you to step up to the plate. We just need more of it. And that's what this show, like I say, once again, is about. Sometimes people are not sure what to do, how to do it. They need instruction. They need guidance. They need organization. And we try to bring order into chaos. We're spending over $1 trillion in economy in our
community.
Let's use that power, that leverage. Let's use it for good. Let's build. Let's educate our young. Let's steer them to this technology. Let's help our victims of these catastrophes. Let's rebuild these businesses stronger than they were before. And so that's why I like when I see people like you and Mr. Willis here, which you don't mind, Willis.
We got to throw that in. We got to throw that in.
I can't help it.
If you don't say it, I'm going to say it.
I'm sorry, guys. All right, guys, hang on. I'm just going to quickly. I did say, go ahead, Mr. Willis.
Yeah, basically speaking, what I liked about your show, being the first time here, Winston, is you started off with the faith base. And I'm definitely a very spiritual individual, and I give all the blessings to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the bottom line is just the idea that I'm sorry, Robert, I got it all twisted up.
I know, man. We all
getting excited. We all get excited to hear Robert get you that way.
Well, Winston keep walking past here. I'm about to call you, Winston.
Everybody's dropping off business cards.
Right.
The bottom line is, being a faith-based individual, I have to also make sure. I'm a member of Alpha Street Baptist Church.
Oh, okay. Alexandria, right.
We're talking about giving.
Right.
And that's a church for 213 years. That's definitely giving.
Wow.
And my family, the church, has given me the one thing that I needed, and one thing that all of you need, you know what I'm saying, because it's all on faith.
Right.
Anything that's self-employment, it's faith-based.
You're right, because you don't know what's going to happen. You have to have some kind of faith.
No,
you have to believe in something.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So basically speaking, the business itself is a local business, and speaking of leading, being the first black auto leasing company, it's given me, over the last 33 years, has given me the opportunity to represent you know, said the race that I do represent, and that's black people.
Okay.
So the bottom line is I'm probably the automobile business is a business that is really the hub of the country. So being the success of this particular business and being able to pass it on to a lot of people, I've employed quite a few people in the last 33 years. I was blessed to get a $400,000 line of credit.
Mm.
We're talking about
back when, then when they weren't giving nobody that kind of, yeah.
$10 million.
That was a lot of money back then.
It was unsecured, but it was based on the hard work that I did at General Motors.
Wow.
I was to sell 25, 30 cars a month, and I went out on faith.
Mm.
And turned over in the first year in the business, $250,000. The third year, $600,000. Then we went $1.5 million for the last 5 or 6 years, and we've been going ever since. So I want to basically thank you for having me here.
My pleasure.
And being able to pass this on and let people know that a basic guy like myself that just goes to church on a regular basis
right.
with the faith of the Lord can do these types.
Amen. God, man, that's a testimony, man. I'm getting a spirit over here. This is the Marketing Pulpit, folks. We provide a platform for people. If you have a story, reach out to me. Go to Instagram, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to my website. Call me 301-839-2836. Let's get you on here and tell your story. We're going to talk about quickly, folks, and gentlemen, feel free to jump in here in a minute. We're going to talk about Instagram, and we've been talking technology today. Instagram is one of those tools. It's a free tool, first of all.
Yeah, nothing free, really.
Well, you got to put the time in.
Made a millionaire.
Let's put it this way. It doesn't cost you any out-of-pocket money. You're right. Because what they're doing, they're using
your information, and they're selling it to understand how it works.
They're leveraging. So when I use the word free, I do put quotation marks around it. Because there is nothing free, like Mr. Miles said. But let's just say, if you're trying to decide on some advertising strategy, you can go buy media, which I don't discourage because we have affordable slots right here on Radio 1 that you can actually use to reach a mass audience. But for folks who are trying to struggle and bootstrap, then social media is a tool that everybody can use. Like I said, they're going to use your information like crazy, but it's a win-win because they're using your information. You have a platform that allows you to reach the 3 billion people that are on social media. 3 billion people. How can you ignore a market that size? So let's talk about Instagram for a minute. Instagram is the hot horse right now. They almost have 700 million people. They passed Twitter. They're owned by Facebook, so they have money. And they are coming to a shop near you. So what are you going to do? How can you reach that 700 billion people? First, you have to set up your Instagram account, which, like I said, doesn't cost you any money out of your pocket. But it does require some time and a strategy. Now, what I'm just going to part with you today is when you start posting, think about hashtags. Let's talk hashtags for a moment. Hashtags categorize. So let's just say you put up a nice picture today. You put up a picture. Let's say you're doing auto leasing. Yeah. And you took a picture of me, Miles, and yourself in a nice picture, and you decided to put it on your Instagram. Hashtag the word auto leasing.
Yeah.
Hashtag Mr. Miles. Hashtag the Marketing Pulpit. Hashtag passive income, like Nikhil Gray was talking about today.
Right.
She would hashtag passive income. She would hashtag make money while you sleep. So that means now if you have 1,000 followers, that 1,000 followers now is because you put in the hashtag, you are now open to the whole 700 million people on Instagram, and the ones that are following your passion, your community, are now driven to you.
Yeah, normally, that's great. Because me and Bobby Wilkinson, Indiana Star, that when we decide that we're going to collaborate and we're going to make this big donation of water down there, I mean, that's what we use. We've been using all the Instagram, the Facebook. I mean, these are the types of things that reach the masses.
That's right. So if you're putting water to Hurricane Irma or Hurricane Harvey, you would hashtag Hurricane Harvey. So now anybody in the Hurricane Harvey community, your post now is available to them. Because they would just search on that hashtag, and guess what? Now you come up in that community.
Right.
So my short message today for Instagram users, when you put up your post, don't just go out here and throw them out into the wilderness, into the void, hoping somebody finds them. Bring those new visitors, those new followers to your account by effectively using hashtags.
Right.
That should be a requirement now for your post. and be strategic about it. I mean, don't just put in, Donald Trump if you're not talking about Donald Trump. Right. Talk about things that
what you're doing, right,
was relevant to you. So that's my Instagram tip today, folks. Use your Instagram account, but use hashtags. Hashtag will actually bring communities together of similar interests. I've known it. And guess what? Now, some folks are sitting out saying, well, I only have a few followers right now. How do I get that number up?
Hashtag. All you got to do is hashtag. And I'm learning. I'm an old guy. Come up in the typewriter age. So, man, all this is new to me.
Start using your hashtags, folks. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. My company is Gatewood Marketing. You can go to gatewoodmarketing.com. I'm also I'm a consultant for the Small Business Administration. I actually consult them on web and social media and marketing. I also have a long list of clients that are using my service. I also want to thank my my sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you're looking for a business home, a place to hang your business hat, a place where someone will answer your phones, someone will deliver your mail to you, somebody that provides conference rooms, office space, call BLE Executive Suites. There's a young sister over here, Miss Bernadette Clay. She was also featured in Black Enterprise magazine.
Absolutely.
She is sharp as a knife. that's why I say, folks, I'm not hearing this stuff about we're not doing it.
There you go.
We just need to get together and let everybody know what we're doing.
There you
go. And therein lies one of the missions of this show. So if you have a story out there to tell, reach out to me. I am Robert Gatewood. You can find me on my website, Marketing Pulpit, or you can go to gatewoodmarketing.com. I want to thank my guest today, Mr. Richard Miles of the MFL. The MFL is here. Support this brother. If you know someone who's sitting on a pocket full of money, not sure where to put it, you out here putting on these nefarious organizations that are, some of them probably deserve to be in jail. We have a reputable organization right here in our community that's actually doing good things, helping hurricane victims and putting people to work. Also, I want to thank Mr. Bill Willis. What you talking about?
What you talking about, Willis?
I am honored to be in your presence. I just want to say hats off to you for being a trailblazer and laying the groundwork for people like myself. Because sometimes we don't know the people that have gone before us. All we see of that path has been carved out. But somebody had to do it.
It didn't get there by itself.
It didn't get there by itself. There you go. So I'm sitting right now in the midst of one of those people who actually helped blaze that trail. So we really thank you for that. We're going to be back next week, same time. This is the Marketing Pulpit Show. My number is 301-839-2836. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. For all you Instagram folks out there, start using those hashtags. Mr. Miles, wrap it up for us. What's your closing words today?
Well, don't ever sit back and think you can't do anything. Life is what you make it.
Mr. Willis?
One thing you want to do, once you get all of these people through hashtags and what have you, make sure that you don't look at the money first. Make sure you take care of the clients.
Take care of the client. I love it. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for today. And if you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. I'm Chuck Carroll. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by Alan Edmonds. Come celebrate the...